Russia's version of the war in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the first phase of its operation is done and that it can now concentrate on its main goal, described as the liberation of Donbas in eastern Ukraine. But Ukrainian forces have held off the Russian attack in several cities.
If Russia had known what expected them here, they would definitely be afraid of coming here.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a social media post earlier telling his people they can't stop, even for a minute. Ukrainian officials announcing today that last week's Russian airstrike on a theater being used as a shelter killed about 300 people, the deadliest known attack on civilians so far. President Biden visiting U.S. troops in Poland and telling them freedom for future generations is at stake.
We've got 100,000 American forces here in Europe. We haven't had that in a long, long time, because we are the organizing principle for the rest of the world.
He's also visiting some of the millions of refugees who've streamed out of Ukraine in the past month. Earlier, the U.S. and European Union announcing a partnership aimed at using liquefied natural gas from the U.S. to help reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy and dry up the Kremlin's funding from fuel. G7 leaders say a unified international response is needed to North Korea's test firing of a long-range ballistic missile yesterday. A statement released today calls it reckless and dangerous. A theme park in Florida is closed after a teenage boy fell hundreds of feet to his death yesterday.
The accident happened at Orlando's Icon Park and the Orlando Freefall, which raises riders 450 feet in the air before hurtling them towards the ground at 75 miles an hour. It's possible the harness didn't properly secure the boy. State regulators will inspect the ride now, but it has never had a safety violation in the past.
Fox's Eben Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An associate of Rudy Giuliani changes his plea on a federal charge.
Lev Parnas has officially changed his not guilty plea to guilty on a conspiracy charge that had been severed from others for which he had been previously convicted. He was convicted of campaign finance charges in October. Parnas was accused of misleading investors and using donations to the Fraud Guarantee Company for personal use and political donations. Earlier this month, he requested a plea change hearing, with his lawyer saying that Parnas felt that the time was right to, quote, accept responsibility. Parnas' former business partner, Igor Fruman, pleaded guilty to a campaign finance violation in January. Sentencing for Parnas has been set for June 29th. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A major oil depot is on fire in Saudi Arabia, and Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming they attacked it days after a similar attack on a depot. There's no confirmation yet from Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company or state media that fire broke out ahead of a Formula One race in the city of Jeddah. People filling up in a town just outside Indianapolis end up with the wrong gas.
A fuel mix-up leads to a foul-up at the only gas station in Lisdon.
I'm upset that it happened, but it did happen.
Gas station general manager Keith Gurley says the delivery person added about 500 gallons of diesel to the premium tankers by mistake.
Don't know what his process was. Don't know if he got confused.
Eight customers contacted the station saying their cars were not starting after buying what they thought was premium gas. The fix is expensive, says auto shop owner Mike Myers.
It could range anywhere from $8 to $25 a gallon to dispose of it.
Gurley says the driver's information will be sent to the gas company, which will file a claim with its insurance. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Stocks are mixed after a positive start. The Dow right now up 6 points. The Nasdaq's down more than 100. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.